Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University's School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Bill Ryan join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Ryan is assistant professor in the School of Business at the University of Connecticut. Prior to joining the faculty at UConn, Dr. Ryan was a sales and marketing professional with more than 20 years of experience in the private sector, including multiple Fortune 500 companies. We're very excited to have Dr. Ryan as a guest today to learn about the impact that his Drexel EdD has had on his leadership and scholarship. So, Dr. Ryan, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EdD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Great to be here, Deanna. Thanks for inviting me to be on today. It's great to reconnect with the Drexel community. I'm here at UConn. I've been here actually for 12 years now, and I received my doctorate from Drexel 5 years ago, June of 2018. And it was great for me because while I was already here at the university teaching, it did give me the opportunity to be promoted to an assistant professor position. One of the requirements in our school is that you need to have a terminal degree to be an assistant professor. So while they will let you teach courses and work here, to be truly elevated to that level of professorship, you do need to have your doctorate degree. So since, you know, 2018, I became an assistant professor. And as part of my role today, I not only teach various marketing and sales classes in the School of Business, but I'm also the academic director for our professional sales leadership program.
Great. Thank you so much. It's really awesome to hear that you were able to immediately put your EdD at Drexel into practice, right? And to be able to elevate your career. So as you are aware, the Drexel EdD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their professional context. So what made the Drexel EdD appealing to you? And then what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
That's a great question, Stephanie, and thanks for that. You know, I really chose Drexel for a variety of reasons. I did a lot of research back in probably 2011, 2012, and trying to, you know, determine which, you know, school I should commit to in terms of pursuing a doctorate degree. And you know, there were, I'd say, three key things that I really were appealing to me about Drexel. One was, you know, I had always wanted to really understand the higher ed world, if you will. You know, I was working there at the University of Connecticut, and, you know, I came out of the business community. And so it's, you know, people will say, oh, university is a business. Well, it's not a business. It's very different than that. And I really wanted to understand what really makes a university tick. So some of the coursework at Drexel really keyed me in on kind of the history of higher ed and how we got to where we are today. So that was really appealing to me. And then the leadership focused, as you mentioned, was also another piece for me. I think at this point in my career, having the opportunity to, you know, lead in addition to teaching, but lead different programming and potentially do bigger things at the university over the long term, you know, really required not only understanding higher ed, but then, you know, understanding leadership and how to lead in these kind of environments. And so that focused on really innovative leadership and various approaches that I learned, you know, within the Drexel programming through different courses that were part of the kind of the leadership track within the degree program was very helpful. And then I think for me, the third part was, you know, I knew that I wasn't going to be necessarily on the scholarly path once I completed my degree. And so I really liked the fact that Drexel kind of offered two tracks. You know, you can clearly pursue that scholarly track, but you can also, you know, for me, doing more applied research was really important. I just felt that that was, you know, more up my, you know, I guess I feel I'm a practitioner at heart. And so for me, the ability to do research and uncover new innovation, but then really apply that quickly into the marketplace or, you know, to the benefit of the university. That's really what I wanted to do. And Drexel really offered that. So, I mean, across those three kind of areas, that was really appealing to me and my decision to go with Drexel.
That's excellent. I mean, you really spoke to the applied nature of the program. And we say all the time, you know, you can really apply what you're learning from your very first quarter, right, in your classes. But a big piece of it is the dissertation and practice, which is all about a problem of practice. So tell us a little bit about your dissertation research. How did you come to your problem of practice? What did you learn about it? And then what would you say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I'd love to talk about that. I explored what was really important to me, which is the role of universities in the community and what impact we can make and how we make that impact. And when I talk about community, I mean everything from small businesses to medium-sized businesses to large Fortune 500 companies. And at a school like UConn, you know, that's important to us. We are trying to be an economic engine for the state. We are trying to be a good citizen. We are trying to be, you know, partners in the community. And that's easier said than done. And, you know, there's a lot of research on the impact of universities in the community. You know, a lot of it is good, some of it not so good. But I was really looking at it from, you know, how those relationships develop and how those relationships, you know, grow over time. And I was fortunate, my co-chairs, Dr. Jamie Callahan and Dr. Christine Lewis, you know, really helped me to kind of craft the concept in terms of how I looked at it. And so they gave me, you know, some perspective around and gave me some to-dos, if you will, of exploring organizational behavior. And that was one of the areas of Dr. Callahan's expertise. And so through that, I was able to kind of create, I would say, like a lens as to how I looked at this, you know, situation. And so we were really looking at companies as, and the university as, kind of learning organizations. And what I mean by that is, you know, just looking at how we communicate with each other, both internally and externally, how we make decisions, and how we, you know, what kind of languaging do we use internally and externally when we engage partners. And as you can imagine, and what the research showed is that, you know, we operate very differently. How the university operates versus how a small nonprofit, very different, right? For a lot of reasons, right? We're a big organization with multiple layers. They may be a small company with, you know, 10 members and one person who's the founder who's very active. So they just operate very differently, how quickly they make decisions and how they, you know, disseminate information and how they, you know, basically receive information and make decisions. So my research really, you know, pulled out some good insights into how different organizations should engage with a university and how the university can engage successfully with them. And so, you know, really it was something that I was able to use really at a personal level every day. I do a lot of work with external partners, and it's always, you know, top of mind for me when I engage people from outside organizations, really thinking about, you know, where they're coming from and how they are kind of interpreting and what they're looking for. And a lot of it ties into just really understanding those organizations and how they, you know, process information and what their out, you know, their goals are and what they're looking to accomplish and how they want to interface with the university. And us as the big university, you know, really recognizing that they're different than us and how they do things, you know, are different.
That is wonderful to hear about your dissertation research and the significance it has had, especially coming from Drexel, where we strive to be the most civically engaged institution. Seeing those threads and how your research has helped inform how to build reciprocity and outcomes between university and community partners, community organizations of all sizes is just tremendous. As you know, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. Now, that includes understanding how systems work and coming to understand how one's own worldview, values, beliefs, and habits of mind influence one's leadership. And I know that was a mouthful, but how did this impact the way you see yourself within your own context?
Yeah, I think it's really, it's kind of life-changing in many respects when you, I think, go through this process of a dissertation and you study something that is, you know, near and dear and something that you are applying every day. It really changes your approach. And, you know, for me, it's also evolved more currently in different projects that I'm working on. One thing that I've been partnering with some external folks is on emotional intelligence. And, you know, when you look at, you know, what emotional intelligence is, it really gets into understanding other people. And to your point about, you know, what are their values? What are their beliefs? You know, where are they coming from? Really understanding the other side of the of people that you're working with. So it's been very valuable to me from that standpoint. And then on the sustainability front as well, my department, we're just launching really a minor for undergrads and a master's program in sustainability and impact in business. And so we're really all of us are really focused on breathing life into that and recognizing that this is what companies are looking for and the direction they're going in. And we want to prepare our students so that they can, you know, actively and successfully engage upon graduation. So I think that for me, you know, what I learned in my dissertation and through the program, I'm able to really apply that, you know, every day in the work I do, especially on those two projects.
That's fantastic. Well, one of the things we wanted to talk a little more about is equity, inclusion, and social justice, which is at the core of teaching, learning, and scholarship in the EDD program. And in fact, we revised our EDD keystones a few years ago to make that commitment more explicit and visible. So can you talk to us about how your experience as a Drexel EDD student and or your dissertation research, because clearly there are equity implications there, how did that impact your ability to contribute to equity, social justice, and or anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
Yes, great question. I think that, you know, you mentioned it. I think, you know, as part of Drexel's core beliefs in its location in Philadelphia, in its history, it has in the coursework, it's recognized that, these are issues that are actively, you know, happening in the world, but also directly, you know, universities are involved. And so there was different coursework that we went through at Drexel that really highlighted that. And, you know, I kind of touched on it a few minutes ago, just, you know, the gentrification, you know, the things that universities do, which on one level is seen as very positive, you know, can have very, you know, adverse effects on communities. And so while the intent may be there to do great things from a university standpoint, we all have to be cognizant of the activity we are, you know, pursuing. And so, you know, I think that was rooted in the coursework at Drexel, which I really appreciated. And now at UConn, I think, you know, that is always top of mind to me. And, you know, I mentioned this work that we're doing on the emotional intelligence front. You know, it really touches on areas like inclusion, because we are, you know, we believe, those of us who are into emotional intelligence, we believe that, you know, understanding other people's story, where people are coming from, what they're experiencing, is first and foremost to, you know, building relationships and communicating with those people and, you know, finding common ground. And so we're trying to really, you know, really push that at the university to help all our students find that. And we're even working with, we're doing some work we've been piloting this year, some courses we've created for our freshmen, and just helping, you know, we have, just like any school, high percent of students who are coming in and not making the adjustment to college for a variety of reasons. And we're just trying to help them, you know, make those connections. And that's really the purpose of these, you know, we call them freshman year experience courses. But within that, you know, we're trying to promote things like awareness and emotional intelligence, so that everyone is kind of, you know, more cognizant of the people next to them and the people on campus and what their experiences are. And we're hoping that it will start to close this gap, because it's definitely an ongoing issue, I think, at UConn and at a lot of schools and in the community, of course, around, you know, recognition that it goes beyond just diversifying, you know, the student body, right? We've done that. And that, you know, we can do that through the admissions process. But now it's about bringing all these folks, everyone together, so that we can all learn from each other and be more comfortable and get along and not end up having people come to the university, but then just be off doing their own little thing. We want people to be, you know, we want that inclusive environment. So we're working really hard to try to facilitate that with the students.
Absolutely. I think a lot of organizations, they do that first step, diversifying or adding some component, but it's not the retention piece. So like, how are you going to make sure that these students and faculty belong? How are you going to make sure that they're a part of the community, and how are you going to support their growth so that they can stay and feel good about it? So I love that your practice and research is geared in that way. You have already accomplished so much. What's next for you professionally? Like, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? What additional impact would you like to have on society?
That's a great question and gets me thinking, and I appreciate that. I think for me, you know, I'm really happy with where I am, you know, in the higher ed field and at the University of Connecticut. It is a good fit for me. I mean, part of the reason why I pursued my doctorate degree is because I wanted to, you know, kind of solidify my position, if you will, in academia and then, you know, the university community. And so that I can have a, you know, a longer career, you know, in the university. I'd like to stay at UConn. And, you know, some of the things I've mentioned today, there's so much going on at a university. There's more than enough to keep anyone busy. And so for me, I think, you know, I'm really focused in the over the next few years on emotional intelligence as a building kind of that capability within the university. And I think that's really going to be one of the things that I'm focused on. And then I'm also, you know, heavily involved with our kind of engagement with the community. And, you know, that exists with donors, but it also exists with corporate partners who are looking to hire our students. And so I'm very involved in that as well. And so that's, you know, really ties into my experience, you know, my dissertation, but also my business experience. And so I'm trying to bring all of that to the kind of the forefront. And so I see myself, you know, still involved heavily in teaching. I really enjoy teaching. You know, I'm advising multiple organizations, of, you know, student organizations at the school. I enjoy doing that. So I'm always balancing moving into more of an administration role, which I would be open to. But at the same time, I really like to keep my feet in, you know, close in the classroom and with students, because I just feel that in my earlier career in business, you know, I was involved with managing and leading people and teams, and that was good. But I love the day-to-day engagement with students, whether it be in the classroom or outside the classroom. And I think that's really, you know, where my passions lie. And so that's where I really see myself focused on over the next 5 years.
Well, that's fantastic. We will be following along and look forward to hearing about all of the wonderful things that you're doing.
Yes.
So we actually have some lighter questions now.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about a favorite place that you've traveled to.
My favorite place. I mean, I do love to travel, and with my family, I love to expose them to kind of the world outside of Connecticut. And so I kind of balance it between the natural, you know, national parks. So last year, you know, we went to Yosemite and up and down that kind of central Connecticut area, the Sierra Nevada. And it's really, you know, if you haven't been, it's really an amazing place, and I highly recommend it. And I kind of balance that with, we also went to Europe this year, because I think that understanding history and architecture and all that is also important. So I kind of keep one foot in the kind of the nature world, and then one foot in kind of the, you know, the traveling, you know, whether it be to Europe or ideally to other far-reaching places I'd like to get to over the next few years as well, with, and just, you know, to expose my family and myself to different cultures and different ways of life.
Sounds fantastic. Well, this one may not be easy to respond to on the spot, but if you could trade places with someone for a day, who would it be and why?
That's a great question. I think being, you know, I really am into politics is something I've always, from a hobby standpoint. So I think that I don't have like a real interest in local politics, but I would like to take on like a big role, like, you know, being president of the United States for a day. I think I would really enjoy that. One of my favorite quotes that I tell people about a lot, about when we talk about decision making and things like that, is President Obama. I watched him in an interview once, and he said, this job is tough because all the things that come to my desk are the things that everyone else could not solve. So all the easy things have already been worked out and figured out. And he goes, the things that come to my desk are the hard choices, the hard decisions to make. He goes, and that's the challenge of the position. And I thought that was just so insightful and, you know, indicative of any, I think, senior role. I think, you know, with president of the United States or a leader in any organization, that's what leadership is about. It's about really making those hard decisions. And I think that for me, if I could do that for a day, I could maybe handle it for a day, being president of the United States and making those, you know, those hard decisions and dealing with those, you know, major issues that the president deals with every day.
Yeah, I love that. And since it's only a day, you don't have to deal with any backlash if the decisions that you made are in line with what your constituents would want. So I do love that for a day.
Appreciate it.
All right, last question. What new skill would you like to learn?
Ooh. That's a good one. That's an interesting question. I think for me, you know, if there were things I could do, you know, I was, when I was young, I was into music. And I still love music to this day, but I wish that I had continued to pursue my, you know, passions around, you know, playing an instrument and singing. I think being a musician is what I would pursue if I had the time and could really make, and maybe if I had the talent too, I would pursue it, the true talent.
All right, great. Well, maybe you might get a chance to. And they say you can develop talent, at least with instrumentals, maybe not with voice, but you can definitely strengthen. Yeah. It has been a pleasure to have EDD alumnus Dr. Bill Ryan on Impact today. Thank you, Dr. Ryan, for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Ryan's bio will be posted with the link to this episode on our EDD program website. Take care.
Great. Thank you, Stephanie. And thank you, Deanna. Really appreciate your time today and hope to stay connected with the Drexel community for the long term. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes in the larger society. Goodbye for now.